Yo.
What's happening with it?
Ain't nothing. Yeah, we recording already. Oh, stop.
Due to technical difficulties.
Nah, I'll edit this. You know what I'm saying? Send it to you. But it's Gucci. All right, yeah, let's get ready, yo.
You sound
Hold
not
on.
proficient.
I know, right, yo? About to do it, yo. All right.
I don't know what we're doing.
Oh, well, I'm just gonna introduce first, then we get right into it, you know what I'm saying? Get on that topic. All right, yo, it's your boy Big Tony up on here. I got my right hand man, my brother. Introduce yourself, man.
Oh man.
Yes, sir. We going live out here.
For the FBI, I'm known as Jordan.
Oh, snap.
Father of many nations.
Yes, sir. This is my brother, yo. You know, he taught me some things back in the day, you know.
I don't blame that on me. Nope. I was an innocent one in college.
Oh, here you go. We ain't gonna get into that. We gonna stay that for another episode, Joe.
No, I'm talking about this dude who wore Timberlands like all season, all year, like no matter the season, all year long. Dude, Tim's.
I know, make it so crazy, yo. I even have no Tim's, yo. I was walking around in flip flops today, yo. Crazy, right?
Man, you got other shoes besides Tim's?
Yeah, right. I bought my first pair of J's, I swear, like last month.
Oh man, what is happening? That man's growing up right before my eyes.
Right? And only wore them once, yo.
Yep, that's what I expected.
Oh man.
Don't gonna be either resold or given to Goodwill.
Oh yes, sir.
Y'all got Goodwill up there?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Yeah, we do. Damn, see how much I donate to charity. I need to get on that.
Right, that's just not the one you choose to donate to. I thought it was like Waffle House. I thought it was the South thing. I didn't know y'all had it up there.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah, I donated for tax purposes, though.
Like, right. Such a business owner.
Yeah, man, I told you. You teach me the game, I'm picking up from you.
Yeah, I'm picking up from President Trump. How to get away with some stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, see,
we can say his name, right? He's not president no more. I'm pretty sure we can say his name, Gary.
Don't you have to say former president or ex-president?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, former president. Okay. And I don't want to get mad. Want nobody to be mad at me.
I know, right? Yeah. You know how we do. Hold on, let me look this up real quick.
I won't be able to come to the cookout, even though I can play spades.
Yeah, I'm mediocre in spades. I'm not going to lie.
You're from the north. We expect that. We'll let it slide.
Oh, here he go. Here he go. Here he go.
Like, you might be good at Uno or something. You know something.
Yo, I'm good. The only part I mess up on is the betting part. Like, yo, I sometimes overbet. No, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hold you.
That's the gambling side of you.
I know, like, that. You have the ace, the king, you know what I'm saying? Then a queen. So I'm like, all right, that's three. So, motherfucker, I'm going to go five. One of these shits is going to skate.
Oh, man. This man, like,
yo, and it always happens. Like, I throw on like an ace of hearts, like, word, this is mine, but here comes somebody cutting with spades, like, oh, here we go. Here we go, see?
Yeah, I gotta teach you how to count the cards.
Yo, I'm needed, though. Trust me, yo. That's why everyone's like, yo, hop on the spades table. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Don't just hop on. I'm like, nah, I'm good, Joe.
It's not gonna end well.
For real, cuz y'all gonna start to screaming, then I'm gonna get all upset and stuff. Nah, we let's just leave it at that. Nah, I'm good.
Just me over here with my bottle. Okay, now I know. No, that'll actually be my space partner.
Yeah, as long as you don't ask me, I was like, yo, Boston, come on, nope.
Yeah. You like the very last resort.
Yeah. Cause just not to piss nobody off. Sometimes I'll underbook, yeah. Underbid and shit. So I'll go like, yo, if I have an ace and king up, that's it. I'm like, I got two. And that's it. No, see, you be mad at me. See, we can't have that. So
that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I count the cards for us both. Obviously, you just thinking since you got the ace and king, you got some books. Yeah. You got like
all right
up in your hand, two hearts. You think, but like, nah, the other
see,
just like you got all the clubs. Somebody gotta have, you know, somebody got very few minor clubs.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. See, I'm like that. But like, yo, I got the ace and king hand full of clubs, like you said, yo. But like, yeah, I got these three. I got three.
Yeah, nobody else got no clubs. You got them all. I'm just gonna get them books. I got you, man. I can't let you go right there.
Yeah, yo, that's why I avoided spades for about 15 years, and then when I first started playing, so I avoided a couple games and shit. So, yeah, but that's crazy because I'm mediocre in spades though. But yo, I'm a killer in dominoes, yo.
You know what? I don't even know how to start that game.
See, there we go. I have to teach you something.
I just made it coming at 10. That's all I know. Like, oh man, like he official. You know what I'm saying? When I see some of those dominoes, like they always got that little cloth to wipe them off with. I have no idea how they work.
Oh shit. Yeah, see, I'm a killer in that, but space, nah.
I know about dominoes and coming at 10 and you're supposed to slap the table. There's two things I know.
Yeah, that's the part I like, yo. Domino, motherfucker.
So it's like, so you say you do that when you got like one of those, what do they call bones?
Yeah, bones, baby.
you say when you got like one bones left, or you can do it anytime. You're like, uno?
Yeah, basically, yeah. You got the last one. Get rid of all them dominoes. Yep. Bones,
right.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, some trash talking. I might be able to learn that. Okay.
Oh shit. So what's up, man? We gonna jump into this, man, because you might have to take the rein on this one, man.
Yeah, I'm over here like learning some new stuff tonight. Yeah. I didn't know you can slap. I mean, I knew you can slap the tables and dominoes. I didn't know it was the whole Uno effect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So. Just so you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I tell you. And I picked it up, too, just by watching the older heads. Then they hopped me in the game. But, you know, they were spazzing at me because I didn't know how to play at first. So. I'm like, yo, what? Y'all call me over here, yo. I don't know how to play this, though. I'm only 15, dog.
You know, old people ain't got no patience for the young
people. I know, right? Like, I'm only 15. What you expect, dog? I know I shoot dice, dog.
Yeah, yeah, they want us to learn real quick, fast, and hurry, make no mistakes. Mm. Yeah, dog. We can hop on in this thing.
Yes, man. Sir. All right.
First topic, man. Like, this one that just came to me, you know, later on this evening, you know what I'm saying, conversation I was having. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I got a child with somebody,
mm-hmm.
All right. Should I expect my family to come visit me in jail? Or should I expect, you know what I'm saying, my child's mom to come visit me?
See, like, right there, I'm kind of in the middle. I don't, because I really don't want, you really don't want your kids to see you like that behind bars and stuff, man. And it's like, how's that going to affect their psyche? So, I'll say, if they, like, 16 and older, they fully understand and shit. That's when I'm like, yeah, your kids can come. But I would lean more towards like your moms, your sister. Then they can go back and tell, you know, the kids, you know what I'm saying, what it is. But because
so more the vibe that you're in, more of a an influence than with the words you
say. Yeah, man, because me, from personal experience, my father been behind, my uncles, you know the story. So, like, when I went to see my uncle and stuff, he's like my favorite uncle, man. He passed, rest in peace. It was like, yo, it was like 4-inch thick glass. And he's talking to me because they didn't have the phones at that. They had that little speaker thing, so you could barely hear him. You could just see, like, he was going through it. Like, he went in there, you know, young, clean, you know, and like a year or two in there, yo, you see him. He's like miserable, depressed, you know, he look older than what he is. So I'm like, damn, man, that fucked me up. So I'm like, damn, when my pops got bopped and shit, I seen him actually the whole process, you know, the police coming kicking the door and shit, grab my grandmother, my aunts, or everybody, send them all outside on the curb and stuff, handcuffs and stuff. And you know, what, I'm like 8, 9, I think, at the time. And it's really fucking up, yo. Not that quick story, right? So I kind of snitched on my pops, nigga, but I didn't really know because I was in like the first grade, right? And they was like, you know, going around career day, whatever. And I was like, yeah, my mom worked for the court system and stuff. She's doing her thing. And they was like, oh, basically they gave us the premise. They was like, yo, if you're successful, you're making money, you know what I'm saying? You're doing good. So my pops, you know, he was dealing drugs. He had the gold chain, you know, the Kangos, the Carl Canuck outfits, everything. So I'm like, okay, bam. So I guess he's successful. So we go around, yo, my father's a firefighter, cop, all different types of shit. They was like, yo, aunt, what does your father do? I was like, oh, he sells drugs. Yo, the whole room was like, what? Did he just say? I was like, yeah, he sells drugs. They was like, they know what to say. So they was like, oh, we'll get back to you, this and that. So
there's that man 9 to 5. Right?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, he makes a whole bunch of money, yo, he sells drugs. So they was like, yo, we'll get back to you. Okay, so bam, fast forward, end of the day. So I guess they called my mom's or whatever. She called him. And he comes up to the school. He ain't make my case no better because he brought my other uncle up there. Here he come, gold chain swinging, caulking eye fresh, clean Tim's, everything. All these gold rings. And I was like, okay, he ain't making it no better. Then my uncle he brought, he's a booster. He's a thief. So he comes in with the triple fat goose. You know, back in the day, you had one of those. You know what I'm saying? Them shits was expensive, man. Yeah, he had one of those, so he stole it. So these dudes ain't making my case no better. So
just like little Timmy daddy, you can see his police officer uniform right. On. You can see your daddy, you know what I'm saying?
He right now. So they sit me down or whatever. They sit him down. She's talking to him the whole time. He just mean mugging me. I was just like, nigga, what? Yeah. It's a job. Nigga, who else finds a speaker full of money and shit? And a gold 380 in it, bro. Like, come on. Yeah. But yeah, man. But yeah, that kind of fucked me up, man. But I don't know, man. I just think more of the family, yo. Because your mom, she always going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like I said, I just, you know, like I said, I've never been in that situation. So just to think, like, your perspective, what you just said, makes sense. You know, I didn't think about how that may traumatize a child, you know, since they need loved one, their dad especially, you know, saying locked up. You know, you're pretty sure each dad would tell their child, oh, don't do that, don't do that. It's, you know, but you telling me, you know what I'm saying, not to do it, but you did it. So, and I guess that's where, you know, I guess, like I said, you know, the sister or the mom can come in and be able to relay a message, you know what I'm saying, to the child. Because if they, like I said, they do see that, what kind of impact that does have on the child?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and I think it also takes, the mindset of the mother, you know what I'm saying, to be able to help the child in that situation too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the mom talking crazy and then about the dad, and then, you know what I'm saying, the son or daughter go see their dad in that situation. I think that just escalates, you know what I'm saying, the situation not in a good way for that child mentally. You know what I'm saying? You know the mom ain't nothing. He dad, and then he like, you know, that's why he in jail. You know what I'm saying? He looking like, dang, daddy, you ain't nothing. So I think that, you know what I'm saying, it has a really, can have a very heavy impact.
It can. It can.
Yeah, man.
Personal experience, it can. And you try so hard, but not to fall in on those footsteps, but like I don't believe that, you know, the apple don't fall far from the tree type stuff, but you know, it happened to me. I mean, you of all people, you know my story, whatever, you know how I get. But you know what I'm saying, it's so hard not to, because that's always been in my life, you know what I'm saying? You know, for like uncles to friends to cousins to auntie, anyone go, and even myself, you know what I'm saying? Court day tan and stuff. Yeah. It's crazy because like a few years ago, me, my pops, my aunt, and my brother, shit, we all had court in the same month. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, that shit really fucked me up. And they was doing what they was doing, and they ain't really see how it was affecting their kids and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, but like, best is, like you said earlier, you know, you gotta stay up out that mug, dog.
Yeah, that's first step. Yeah. I know, you know, since some people will say that's a lot easier said than done, which in certain circumstances, I get it. You know, I understand everybody got to go through different paths. It's just, if you go down that road, like, do you have to stay on that road? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think of somebody in a situation like that, like when they get out, you know what I'm saying? Like me, you know my story too. I don't move movement. You know what I'm saying? I pick up a moving heartbeat. True. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's one thing we talking about, you know, with you, you know what I'm saying? Things that we got going on. It's like, you know what I'm saying, moving and doing different operations in different places. Like reach out to a loved one or a family member, or, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I had a job transfer to a place. Dude, I ain't even
know. Yeah, true. It's true. You know what I'm
and so that's the thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I know it's a lot easier for me. But I think it's just mindset sometimes. It's like, pick up and leave. You know what I'm saying? When I left home, like officially, bruh, I had a suitcase and a toaster oven.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then so, yeah, that's it, bruh. The suitcase and a toaster oven, bruh. That toaster oven, man, when that thing stopped working, bruh, like I lost a loved one, bruh. I cried. That toaster oven dog made meals for me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Rest in peace to that toast of it. But yeah, I think, man, situation like that, you do have to go into a different environment, you know what I'm saying? Pick yourself up. All right, I'm just going to step out and just do something different. Like I said, a lot of people, when they go in jail and come out, it's like you just said, the same environment. You know what I'm saying? So reach out to aunt and live in Colorado or somewhere. Just try different, man, because I guess I got some relatives I would think that got me a few times. You know, even not just the jail aspect, there's something else we could talk about too, like me being from a small town, is the how do you bring a change in that community, you know what I'm saying? Like my cousins that are much younger than me, like I'm thinking like different things I can take to the community, because I don't know, you know, they're so young, so I'm trying to take things that they never did before back home. And so like I said, man, like a change of environment is so important, man. So like even the people you hang around, negative people, you know what I'm saying? Like you see it coming. Like, you know, when you see your boy 9 out of 10, he trying to fight somebody, and you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People doing these things, so you see it, and it's like, I ain't on that road no more. So like, let me call my dad's brother who lives in California. I just need an opportunity to get back on my feet. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be afraid, man. Take that bus ride or that plane ticket, whatever you got to do. Just try something different, you know, because if you want a different result, but doing the same thing, that's what they call insanity, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wish there's, you know, more opportunities for people to realize, man, there's so much more to life, you know? Just like, for example, when you came from Boston to Birmingham. But yeah. You know what a tornado was? You know what I'm saying? A hurricane. You know what I'm saying? Like, you experienced some new stuff. Like, we got chilling. You like, you could have like lost our mind. It's like vice versa. What you talking about? When we talk to you, we talk about 10 degrees. What, you know what I'm saying? 10 inches of snow.
So,
I mean, I forget that moment, though. You was like, you losing your mind when that hurricane tree was coming. You looking like, well, just hunker down. You like, hunker down. Like, bro, man, you call all your loved right? ones, you about to die.
Yep, this is it.
Yeah, like, these are real things in the town, you know? Yeah, man. Like I said, I think, you know what I'm saying? Just got to just figure out a way to be able to make these situations better, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, change your environment, you know? And I think that's very important. Like, don't be afraid to step out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, man, that jail thing, bro, that's a whole different ball game itself.
And be real, like, talking to you through all these years, I know, like you said, we was kicking it like harder like last year, even though like the years previous before that, you know, it was like sporadic here and there and shit. I always had that respect and love to where you just, like you said, you just got up and just moved, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You just got out and you did your thing. And that inspired me to get out, man, but it's like every time, yo, I'm trapped. I get back into that mindset and shit, man. It's something always holding me down, man. I'm trying to fight it, and I get depressed, and it's like, done. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, the good thing about it, though, you know what I'm saying? You didn't let it stop you completely. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, all right, that way didn't work. You know what I'm saying? What's another way? That way didn't work. You know, even in the midst of, like I said, you're trying to leave and get your situation better, like, you still working. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still, you know, being a great father to your son. You know what I'm saying? You still being respectful to your mom. Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, like, burning the bridges you still have. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, when that day comes, though,
I know, right?
Jubilee the streets. Man. You hear me?
And that's it, like you said.
As long as I can get you somewhere around Tennessee, out Mississippi, you know, Florida, that look.
It's
awesome
over. Time. It's, but, you know, over once I get there. But yeah, man.
Man, I'm gonna drink me about 3 shots of Sprite.
But yeah, man, you just you hit it right there, man. Move, man. Experience different things, man. Cause you know what we seen when we like. They probably won't be able to handle that now. I mean, even though everything's going so 10 feet in front of me, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
say that again. You cut out. You say that's social media.
Oh, I said one.
Would you say, like, that's a social media?
Everything, like, you know, all the killings and robberies they just got posted up on social media. It's like stuff I seen. It was like it happened to me. And I've seen it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh man, this stuff is crazy.
Yeah, that social media, that in itself is a sheesh, because, you know, like, especially with that particular topic, the stuff you see on social media, bro, just a click away, you know what I'm saying? So, like you said, like, you know, and I think about things like, I didn't experience stuff like that. I grew up in the country.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like country. I can't even describe, like, bro, it's the country. Horseback riding on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think, and then so, you know what I'm saying? And like you just said, like, social media puts things in front of children. Like, so I think about, again, my nieces and nephews, little cousins back home, just a tap of a button or one of their friends shares something. They seen stuff that I ain't never seen before. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like on social media, I'm looking like, and so that's why, you know, people are like, oh, you got children and what about cell phones? Like, I ain't even trying to cross that road no time soon. Cause of course I respect my children. You know what I'm saying? I expect them to do what they're supposed to do. but not every child has the same upbringing or, you know, whatever case may be. So they got different access to stuff that, excuse me, they could expose my children's stuff to in school or playgrounds or right here in the community, in the cul-de-sac, wherever you live in that apartment complex, on the park. You know what I'm saying? Because you see your son over there playing with little Timmy. Timmy got his cell phone out.
Exactly.
You know, they were watching porn. You just think, you just think they watching a little TikTok video. Then on your way home, you know what I'm saying? Your daddy, your son, right, in the back, talking about Miss Parker.
Right.
I'm like, yo, talking about, like, what you know what I'm saying? You know, what Timmy just showed me. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, daddy, right, what's a squirt? You know, so I'm looking like, bro, you're just 10. Like, why are we having this conversation? Like, so now I got to say something, Timmy, daddy. Like, yo, what you over here doing? You know what I'm saying? I got to spray my son with orgasm as a 10.
It's crazy because TikTok was supposed to be for, like, homemade videos, man, but you know they always find a way to sexualize it and stuff. And like my son, he watches it, you know what I'm saying? And I never knew he watched it, but he watches it, I guess, when he's around his mother and stuff. So I'm like, yo, you can't be watching that shit. So now it's like I gotta keep an eye on him and shit, because he got the silhouette challenge, the busted down challenge, man. Every little challenge, these chicks are getting naked. My 10-year-old son, my 7-year-old son, he's just, you know, looking at it. It's crazy, guys.
That's crazy. That's wild. And I think, to be honest, I think TikTok, TikTok even started, I think, as a platform for children just to do music. If I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying? We done took it in, like, once adults get it, they can't just keep it G-rated. Everybody's going to push the envelope. And so, like I said, Timmy see it, and then, you know, so you got all these things going on. So it's just like, I want my child, just like you, I want my child to be their particular ages. Like, I like, you know what I'm saying? Like my nephew, you know what I'm saying? He's 7. I want him to do 7-year-old stuff.
Not right.
You know what I'm saying? I want him to be having these crazy mind conversations about these little toy characters and cartoon characters. I have no idea what he's talking about, but you can tell that light, you know what I'm saying, the world up. Instead of having these adult conversations, I got to sit him down and explain to him what, you know what I'm saying, what a crackhead is. And I'm looking like, dude, there's certain things that conversation gonna come, and yes, they have to know. I get it, but I'd rather him be 7.
Yeah, you're right.
7-year-old stuff.
You're absolutely right, you know, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got my niece. I think she 14, about to be 14. She's somewhere between 12 and 15. I know that's horrible because I let you know I'm not that great of an uncle. But she's like Starbucks. I'm looking like Starbucks. Yeah. And I was like, you just started living. What you doing? You know, I don't know what all Starbucks having their coffee. I mean, on their menu, they maybe selling sweet tea. I don't know. You know, like, girl, you don't go somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Get
some
lip
tea, girl.
Juicy juice.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You want that little juice with a little push top? That you get a little cooler over there. It's like $1.25. You know what I'm saying? Number pure. What's that stuff? That sugar stuff. So yeah, man, it's just like. Like, and I get it. You do want your children to have better than you. I have people say it all the time. I get it. But at the same time, they still children. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they're doing everything now at, like, say, you know what I'm saying? We had a teenage son at 12, 13. They're doing everything now. What are they going to put sight when they turn 18, 19? Like, dog, let them do 12-year-old and 13-year-old stuff. Like, you frown upon, like you say, your son learning like lessons or ride and all that good stuff. Yeah, you let him go do other stuff that's just as dangerous. Like, I'd rather have my son in the cage than Doom Buggy riding up and down these hills than him doing stuff there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what he's doing.
And that's what I'm like, at 7 years old, nigga, I was rushing home from school to watch Power Rangers and shit.
Right. Living a good life. Saturday mornings, we got some cartoons. Man, they just bought back it's a station, because you know we don't have cable. It's a station we get through the antenna. Is it MeTV? Bro, they have like Saturday morning cartoons, bro, with like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck cartoons. Like, they brought them.
They
brought them back.
Buck. Hey, I still watch Scooby Doo for some time.
Man. I don't know how to know. I always saw the.
You still watch that shit? I'm like, hell yeah. Scooby Doo got me through some days back in the day. Scooby Doo and Tom and Jerry. Yo, You can't go wrong with that. Especially like you said, Saturday mornings. Yeah, my day didn't start till all them shows were off. Yeah.
Don't come knocking on my door talking about I can't come outside. You can come in. Like, you know, that's one thing. I read it's like in the inner city of like bigger cities. I didn't know that was a thing to where people would leave their doors unlocked to like let their children friends come in for those who didn't have children to come in and watch Saturday morning cartoons. I'm like, man, that, you know what I'm saying? Like that was a dope little, you know, golden nugget to find. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, that's a community. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, yeah, that's little stuff like that.
Man. We so far from that, like you probably relate to it. You knew all your neighbors knew you. Man, now, I don't know none of my neighbors. It was a quick, they walk outside quick, what's up, that's it. Man, but back in like, when we was living in the project, man, we knew everybody. Everybody knew, watched out for each other. Man, I can't trust my neighbors for shit over here.
Man, we grew up, like you said, everybody knew one another. We had this aggravating neighbor named Miss Breland. Oh, man. If I see her now, dog, if I go home and I see her,
it might be on sight.
Hey, parents, turn, hey, parents, turn your children's ears away. I might throw a rock at that man. She was aggravated. Yo, you come over there, you come over there and do a favor, take some groceries out of the car for, or your mama go to the store. She know, you know, so your mama going to the store, so she's sending for a few items. And then she always give me this nasty behind bubble gum. Like, she lived probably like less than 100 yards away from me. And you could put that gum in your mouth on her porch. By the time you get out her yard, all the gum flavor gone. And she had that stuff like by the buckets. Like, she ain't trying to upgrade her candy. Oh, man. Like, when I see her, my mom be like, because my mom said, talk to her. She's like, oh, I was just on the phone. Miss Louise Brill, I don't even say nothing. I just think about that nasty high bubble gum she gave us. You know, but now, like, as a child, we didn't understand what a community was. We just thought, like, everybody had that experience. You know, now they don't. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's so, like I said, you know, I'm looking like we knew all our neighbors. Yep. Like, we had one neighbor who had dogs.
Yep.
He didn't always keep them on the chain. So, you got to deal with the finagle of the system. So you gotta learn, like, when them dogs in the backyard, you good to go back and forth. But the later that they go, and them lights, the street lights start coming on, them dogs start wandering towards the street. So you better be able to ride that bicycle or fast past that yard. You know what I'm saying, boy. Man? Listen, man, the struggle was real. Damn, man. Yeah, and that's how it was, man. Like, we had Miss Louise Breland, we had the Holmes family, my boy Jason, his mom, Miss Luann, rest in peace, she passed away. And my boy, like my little brother Marcus, man, he lived a few houses down. So we had like this community to where, like, if my mama didn't see us, like my Marcus mama see us and she'll tell my mom, or Jason mom would see us and she'll tell my mom and Marcus mom. So we had to answer to Miss Luann why we did something. And by the time I get home, I got to come up with a legitimate story to my mom. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, ain't no need me to lie, because she done talked to Miss Luann. So I better go ahead and face the music. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? It was just one of them things. You know, like, we had, like, Marcus and I. Like, yo, Marcus, call your mama. Call my mama, see if I can stay tonight. No, you call your mama. No, she ain't gonna tell me I can stay. So, it's Chrissy. Can you call my mama? You know what I'm saying? It was those things, man. Those communities.
I know. You know, really, it's crazy.
Like,
I wish we can get back to that, man. I miss all my neighbors, yo. Now you just, like, I've been over here for so long. I mean, I see, you know, people by face. What's up? What up? You know, shit. But, man, ask them for a favor or let me borrow something, or it's a problem. Like, man, alright. It's whatever, man. That is shit. We stray so far from community. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. We got a nice one in this cul-de-sac, you know what I'm saying? This I think her name is Bella, because she's a male lady. Man, dog, she took a liking to my sons, man, and so they be doing stuff for her for Mother's Day, Christmas, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, we been snowing in, and, you know, that's something new in the South. We don't really get this a whole lot. But she went to the store, and she like, y'all need anything? And she went, you know what I'm saying? Like, Like, that's the type of stuff I'm glad my son's able to see, because I can tell him how I grew up. But it's another thing for them to see, like, these are random people around you, like, asking you, you know what I'm saying, giving you something for your birthday, or, you know, to see if you need something from the grocery store, you know what I'm saying? Like, so even though I'm looking like, man, I'm glad they're able to see this. Like I said, my nephew, your son, he's not able to see that. So I'm looking like, when I get his little tail down into this country, though,
yeah, he's definitely
his own. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I'm gonna show him some stuff. Boy, take them shoes off, excuse me, and walk to the mailbox. Right. You know, you don't need no shoes to walk to the mailbox, bro. What you doing?
That's the shit I've been trying to get him on, man. It's like me and his mother just be trying to battle for his personality. I'm like, yo, he's a boy. Let him do shit like that. I mean, I'm not at your house. I can't tell you how to run your house or whatever. But you gotta let him do boy shit. You know what I'm saying? He walk barefoot, or go outside the house and go play in snow. Oh, it's too cold and shit. The incident with the bike, right? Like, yo, yo, it's like you raising him up to be soft and shit. You can't be soft in this world and stuff. I mean, yeah, he's a likable, funny kid, but, you know, those are the type of kids that get picked on, and I'm not gonna always be around like that to defend him. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta toughen up, man. He is not gonna get hurt yet. Oh, stop this, stop that. You know, he's all right. He's not gonna get hurt. He needs war wounds and shit. I know people are like, oh, he's a kid, but, no, that's seven. Man, I had so many scrapes and shit, man. Scrapes and bumps and cuts, man. Like, come on.
That thing, that's what's important.
I got
scars to this day. You know what I'm saying? Look at my leg. I'm looking like, fell off my bicycle. You know what I'm saying? Like, until this day, I don't know why this dude's still my friend. Like, we was trying to get a ball out of a tree. I had a half a brick. Yo, Jason was looking up. I was looking up too. So, you know what I'm saying? I thought I could hit the ball out of the tree. Man, listen, that brick hit that limb, came back so fast, hit Jason in the forehead. Yep. Like, I think he had stitches and everything. Man, like, you man went to the hospital, called me back. Like, you come back outside? Like, I thought you was mad. I went back outside to play. His mama, man, rolling her eyes at me like, my bad, this away.
Yeah, see?
I ain't mean to hit him.
See stuff like that, like, man.
You know what I'm saying? So he still got that scar on his face. You know what I'm saying? He welcome. Yo, you know?
Years from now, laughing about it, yo. That's why, like, yo, he means that.
Yeah, so if he ever gets shot by a bullet, right? He's like, shot up, took him to the face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
man, he welcome. Like, I got a big gash on my leg from hopping the damn fence, getting chased by a dog. Like, yo, man, I fell off slides, trees, man. Got hit with baseballs, paintballs. Yo, man, it's rough. Play football.
They don't understand how to play baseball and basketball in the streets where you got to move out of the way when the car comes.
Damn, man. Kickball. Yo, man, I used to love kickball, man.
I tell you, man. Like I said, that's all it's going to take, a little bit of time and effort. I think a lot of people around our age are starting to realize, man, their children need to experience this stuff. So we got to get back to trusting one another. Yeah. Everybody ain't going to do right. I get it. You don't get rid of the whole batch of apples because of one bad one, bro. Just, you know, go and take that one out. So a lot of people, they use that as fear. Oh, cause something's like, bro, like, let that go. Like, avoid that person. But the other six neighbors you got, they all got children around your child's age. Like, y'all can be a community. Yep. Y'all can have, like, movie night. You know what I'm saying? With a projector outside. Like, don't be afraid to get to know your neighbor, bro. You need to realize you looking for stuff. Like, you know, oh, I got to buy something, or I need something. Kind of find out your neighbor got a whole business doing what you need, but y'all so afraid to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, like, oh, like, nah, I just me. You know what I'm saying? People, oh, you from the South, y'all more friendly. Nah, all of us. That's a choice to be that way. No, I know y'all northerners. Yeah. I know y'all don't trust anybody y'all can't throw. So.
Yeah, trust factor's kind of low around here. To me, everybody's a snake around here. They all got an ulterior motive. Nah, but I'm trying to get better. Like, my neighbor, I've been trying to make friendly gestures. Like, she's an older lady, whatever. But she got kids and stuff, so I guess the kids be lazy as hell. So I go out there, I'll shovel her sidewalk too, and I'll shovel mine. Like, she come out, yo, hi, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Or, you need help with the grocery? She's like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm all right. See? This is like that.
Yeah. And I think, you know what I'm saying, for a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to wear it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times, you know, and I guess it's like that too growing up. But yeah. I think as children, we were so innocent. But you understand, I guess our parents, like, they had to build trust with one another too. So once you keep asking, oh, you need help, or you can ask him, so, okay, he genuinely have a good interest and really kind hearted. So, yeah, a lot of people, they just are also quick to blow you off, looking like, you know what? All right, Jordan. That's what I gotta remind myself. I'm looking like, bro, if I ask you something to do something for you to help you, like, I don't want nothing in return, but I gotta think about, I don't know, when the last time this person was burned, you know what I'm saying, or used. But they kind of, you know, got a little cold heart right now. So, all right, well, cool. I'm just gonna just take my time and show this person this who I'm truly am. And then the problem come with that, though, but once you start being nice to people, they start want to overtake the niceness. Like, no. Like, like, no, that's not how it's going to work, man. I'm being nice, you know what I'm saying? But my nice don't mean I'm a fool, you know what I'm saying? Just ain't going to... And a lot of people see that when you like to laugh and joke. They like to slide stuff in. I let it ride, but that's what you want. So I got to, you know what I'm saying, mindful of that. But yeah, man, I tell people, man, like, nah, I won't be able to do that today. Oh, man, like, find another way. You know what I'm saying? What was your way before I started helping you 2 weeks? You know what I'm saying? But I've also been trying to tell people, man, you can't be burning bridges. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need help.
Exactly. It's hard to get them bridges back, especially with society, man. The trust factor. Man. Also, matter of fact, I can't even say up north now. The trust factor down south, the west, east coast, I don't care where you at. The trust factor is getting low, man. It's, like you said, and we all can blame social media. I mean, we all use it. I mean, it's there. We're going to use it regardless. But what society is putting on social media, it's just, you can't trust nobody like you can. Look out. You go, look out. When you're younger, man, you had hundreds of friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? You get older, you got about two, three people you talk to. You might know a bunch of people, but you don't talk to like 2-3 people, man. You can't trust everybody nowadays.
Like I said, everything in life is taking us all through different routes. You know, I'm still that little country friend. Like me, you talked before recently. You like, you call him? Oh yeah, I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, I ain't gonna say 9. I say 9.9% of the times out of 10, they ain't gonna answer. But I still call though, and they say, hey, you like, I ain't calling. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things, man. And so. And like, you know, now, you know, some people are like, oh, I ain't talked to you for a while. I'm looking like, bro, I called you like 2 months ago and I text you and I know Boston hit you up. You ain't said nothing. I'm like, that ride, Jordan. I don't know what he was doing. Because, you know, the one thing I've learned, people start apologizing for that stuff. You ain't got to bring it up. Like, it's going, I can think it's on the back of their mind. They're like, they know they need to address it. Some people will, some people won't. You know, oh, man, I ain't talked to you in a minute. Yeah, Boston called me. What were you calling me for? Boston went and called you. So, don't tell Boston what's up. I hate when people say that. I ain't say I hate, but I dislike when people say, yo, next time you talk to Boston, well, you got his number? You know, hit him up. You know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, man, I think, yeah, you know, it is what it is. We people, man. But like I said, we go day to day, man, being who we are. And then we can't change that, man. Like, people, you know, we out here having fun and enjoying life. You know, people out here trying to impress people the wrong way. And they're looking at these two fools. With $3 between the both of them, they're having a good old time.
In the world, boy.
We're going to enjoy this moment. You out here worrying about the wrong stuff.
Yeah, for real.
I ain't worried about tomorrow. It'll fix itself.
And I was.
Right? Then my children eat. That's all that matters.
That's all, bro. As long as my son's fed and clothed and housed, man, cool. Me, I'm going to be all right. Survive out of it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I can't. Now it's like the mindset, man. Like, working, man. Nah, I can't do that no more, man. I gotta work for myself, man. Making other people rich and stuff. Killing myself. Can't even see my missing Christmases and birthdays and stuff. You know, I can't do that no more, man. Working. Man, it's crazy, man. But, yeah, we gonna end this here because we got plenty more. We can go for hours, man. Yeah, we can go for hours.
This topic's one of three. We only discussed one.
We got, we see for the other two.
You know, we talk. We mentioned. We actually started off formally with one topic. We done been everywhere from jail to the community.
I know.
Yo, we done put you in jail and took you out. You know what I'm saying? That's how this podcast right. works. We ain't just gonna keep you in jail. We get you out there, mug, and better your situation.
And see, we positive. In the story.
That's a podcast for you. We hear everything. We ain't just gonna just talk about the negative in jail. Mm-mm, we bring you out there, but we're gonna bail you out, bro. For and we're gonna ship you somewhere for better your life.
Encouragement, yo, talk about our life. See, I told you, audience, right? Yo, this is my bro. He knows me. We keep it real on this, man. Come on, we keep it real.
Yeah. We like oil and water. We got so much. We got our lifestyle is so different. You know, our upbringing is so different. But yeah, we make it work though. You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, opposites attract. Like you said, you see my bro. He got the collar shirt on with the khaki pants and a fresh tennis shoe. Then you look behind him. He got the thick black dude with dreads and some Timbs. Maybe a black t-shirt or a white tee and some shorts. He's like, hey, we hot and cold around here.
Right. Like this, like I said, I'll use my khaki, you know what I'm saying, my slip-ons to get us in the door. And then like, yo, I just got to say, like, y'all got to watch out for us.
You play.
You know, that what y'all think, no, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, people get confused, like, just because, you know what I'm saying, we dress different and, you know what I'm saying, carry ourselves a different way, we still pretty much got the same motive.
So, we got goals. We're going to cover that some other topics in another episode, but we got goals and plans.
Yeah, we might end this podcast right now and start another one for next week. Man.
Every Friday. If we can't get it to you Friday, we're going to give it to you at the end of the weekend. It's either Saturday or Sunday. We're going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something, man, something to make you laugh and enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? Even though you may have had a hectic week, just turn us on and just, like you said, listen to them golden nuggets, man. Sir. You know, we're here to have a good time. Give you some wisdom along the way. We don't know everything.
Exactly.
But what we do know, we know it well.
Better, so. Man. If you want to join up, you know, you can holler at him or you can holler at me, Big Tone, my brother Jordan. We'll just, you know, just shoot us a message. So we want to talk about it. Even if you just want to vent, yo, we here.
Yeah, hop on with it. Oh, I guess we got to get my number on our emails or something.
I know.
Hey, listen, this is our first one. We ain't all that.
We'll get better as we go along, yo.
Yeah, just grow with us. That's all we have. Just grow with it. Be patient with it.
This is a podcast for the whole family, too.
We'll give you everybody can get it.
Parental advisory, you know, something you might want to take to the room or something. Like, hold on, I can't listen to this in front of my parents, real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, pause.
Like, let me go upstairs real quick.
Send them to the kitchen, get some silverware or something. You know what I'm saying? You know,
okay. I'm Big Tone right quick. You can hit me on my Instagram at LSD-2015, and that's that. You just hit me up on there. You can DM me or just write me a comment, and just get to me.
Yeah. On Instagram, I am, you can find me as your favorite carpet cleaner.
Yes, sir.
Because I actually do clean carpets. that's what I do for real. I don't have all those different pages. But hit me up on there, man. Direct message. If you need me directly, a phone number you can reach us at is 615-474-9579. Like, see, if you want to discuss a certain topic, want a point of view, or you eventually want to log on, just shoot us a text. And we'll get you plugged in, man. Just come and have a good time.
And sidebar.
Enjoy the rest.
And not those other podcasts that's going on, you know, censoring you, though. Whatever you speak, speak freely, yo. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Yo. Yes, sir. I'll hit you up.
All right, boy.